The Cannon Mess 429, and that was James Taylor's Something in the Way She Moves. Police in Memphis, Tennessee say Elvis Presley, the Mississippi boy whose country rock guitar and gyrating hips launched a new style in popular music, died this afternoon at Baptist Hospital. Presley was 42 years old. Elvis had been taken to the emergency room of the hospital suffering from what hospital officials said was respiratory distress. Presley had been hospitalized several times in recent years for rest and for eye problems. My, what a shock this is. Elvis Presley, dead, age 42.
WCCO Radio News, the shocking death of Elvis Presley. This is Dick Chapman, brought to you by New York Clothing, the miracle in Minnesota. Just in. Elvis Presley, the Mississippi boy whose country rock guitar and gyrating hips launched a new style in popular music, died this afternoon at Baptist Hospital. Police said he was 42. Baptist Hospital is in Memphis. Presley, who parlayed a $4 trip to a recording studio into a multi-million dollar business, was taken to the emergency room of Baptist Hospital in serious condition this afternoon, suffering from what hospital officials said was respiratory distress. Presley was taken from his Graceland mansion to the hospital in a fire department ambulance. He'd been hospitalized several times in recent years for rest and for eye problems. Right now, 22 degrees Celsius, 72 Fahrenheit. This is Dick Chapman, WCCO Radio News.
Boy, that was a shocker about Elvis Presley dying at 42 years of age. I've been racking my brain while I'm sitting here. Seems to me that either his father or mother died really young also. We don't have any details on what he died of. They said he was suffering from respiratory distress, took him into the hospital today in Memphis, and he died shortly afterwards. 42 years of age, Elvis Presley dead. That's Love in the Morning Sun, and it was served up by the Love Sounds here on the Cannon Mess. 72 Fahrenheit, 22 Celsius. Elvis Presley is dead at 42 years of age. Presley was taken to the emergency room of a hospital in Memphis today, suffering from what the officials of the hospital said was respiratory distress. Presley had been hospitalized several times in recent years for rest and eye problems. And he died shortly after he was taken into the hospital. Presley went from driving a truck to driving the girls crazy in the mid-1950s. They screamed and they jumped and they hollered. When Elvis used to gyrate around the stage, he wore a sequined, skin-tight outfit. He appeared on television on the very popular Ed Sullivan show. They shot him from the pelvis up. In those days, they felt that it was too risque to show his pelvis on television. And so all you saw of Elvis was from his pelvis up on his first appearance on the Sullivan program on Sunday evenings, a program that most people in America watched at that time. He once asked his mother, because of all the talk about him being vulgar on stage, "Mama, do you think I'm vulgar when I perform on the stage?" And his mother said something, and perhaps it proved prophetic. She said, "Son, you are not vulgar, but you're putting too much into your singing. You keep that up. You won't live to be 30. Available at all Dayton stores, and you're in tune with the Cannon Mess here at CCO. And we're discussing the shocking news that just came into our CCO newsroom just minutes ago, that Elvis Presley, a top-flight singer and personality in this country since 1955, is dead today at the age of 42. He died of respiratory difficulties. That's all we know at this time. Elvis Aaron Presley, born in a two-room house in Tupelo, Mississippi, on January 8, 1935. During his prime in the 1960s, Elvis weighed about 175 pounds, stood about 6 foot tall. He looked great. He was in super shape. But in recent years, Presley was plagued by height problems. Yeah, he was had problems with his back as well as fatigue. But get this. Presley, dead today at 42, did not smoke, he did not drink, and in his later years, he didn't even drive a car. This is a tune that Elvis recorded back in January 13th, 1957. It's a gospel song. It's called Peace in the Valley. Elvis Presley, that's a tune from his first gospel extended play album, recorded January 13th, 1957. Peace in the Valley for me, and hopefully there's peace for Elvis Presley. This afternoon he died about a half hour ago in Memphis, Tennessee.
They don't know exactly what it was. They said it was, he was admitted into the hospital this afternoon because of respiratory difficulties, and he died shortly thereafter. Elvis Presley. The great songs that he was associated with will never really die out, especially for his fans, who are really legendary. When he comes, he was here recently in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Folks turned out in huge numbers to hear him sing tunes like Blue Suede Shoes, Jailhouse Rock, Heartbreak Hotel. As I mentioned earlier, Presley did not smoke, drink, nor did he drive a car. But you know, he had a generous habit of giving cars away to friends, policemen, and admirers. Presley had more than 30 gold records. That means a million sellers. He also was very popular on a silver screen. Made more than 25 films. Thousands of his followers were proud members of the Elvis Presley National Fan Club, which once had 400,000 members in the United States, Canada, Mexico, Cuba, England, France, and Australia. At its headquarters in Madison, Tennessee, as many as 4,000 letters a day poured in. Each was processed by one of Presley's employees. Anyone who wrote in was sent a free membership card and an invitation to buy autographed photos of the singing star. Elvis Presley, dead today, age 42. A shocker, wasn't it, Dick?
Yes, 42 is just... Well, obviously nothing was wrong with him. He had some small health problems, but then for this, we still don't know exactly what was the cause of death.
That's right. Colonel Parker, who was instrumental in helping Elvis along to his fame and fortune, it would be interesting to know how he feels today. I'm sure he feels bereft of a good friend, although I don't think these two were very close to me in the last couple of years, but Parker was instrumental in getting Elvis started and also making him a star. Well, why don't you do the business news? Well, you were an old rock and roll musician, Dan. I imagine that as a rhetorical question, you were shocked by the death of Elvis Presley this afternoon.
Very much so. We used to play Elvis songs ourselves for quite a few years. I remember the first hits he had when I was a young scruff of a kid.
Yeah.
Heartbreak Hotel, Don't Be Cruel.
I was doing a nighttime show here in the Twin Cities from 8 to midnight in 1955. And I remember the promotion man coming in from RCA Victor with this record of Elvis Presley and the very first tune, which slips my mind. It wasn't Heartbreak Hotel, but it was one prior to that. Whatever the first big hit was, or Blue Suede
Shoes.
Blue Suede Shoes,
yeah. Maybe.
Anyway, I came in, he said, you're not going to believe this record. And I said, okay, so I listened to it. Now, this was really a shocker, because all of the music up that we were playing on the radio at that time was like, it was sweet and warm and wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
It was Doris Day, and it was Frank Sinatra, and it was people like that, right? And here comes this kid who sounds very country and very wild, and he's just wailing on this tune, you know. In all of my infinite wisdom, which has proved to be my downfall through my checkered and long and mediocre career, I said, I can't believe this. It's just terrible, I said.
Yeah, it couldn't have been appealing at first. Was
no,
it Hound Dog? Was that what... Remember
Hound? Hound Dog, that's what it... You ain't nothing but a Hound Dog.
Right.
That's what it was. I said, I can't believe this, man. He said, you better be playing it.
Uh-huh.
Because he said it's going to be the biggest thing in this country. I said, well, I'll play it, but I can't believe this kid's ever going to make it.
Huh. Yeah. It's interesting to think how... Hearing of the death of Elvis, how it affects each of us. What, in other words, what do you think of when you think of Elvis Presley? Is it when, you just mentioned, when you first heard of him is probably your greatest impression. Mine, probably the same thing, when I first heard of him. And yet, he wasn't that good then, compared to how he improved over the years and where his career carried him into movies and into all phases of entertainment. And, of course, his popularity on the Ed Sullivan Show. And Ed made sure we got him, you know.
Yeah.
Ed Sullivan had Presley on, but
well, as I mentioned earlier, when Sullivan had him on the show, though, that this country was rather conservative in its mean at that time, and so they were a little upset by the way he moved his pelvis.
Mm-hmm. They didn't even show him from the waist
down. No, they did not. They shot him from the waist up.
Isn't that something? How times have changed.
It sure is. I saw. Well, we digress here. We'll get into it more. Just give it to you real quick. Elvis Presley died this afternoon, 42 years of age. Respiratory difficulties, the only thing we know at this time. He died in Memphis. Now we'll do the weather.
WCCO Radio News, this is Juergen Nash, and the news is presented by Twin City Federal, the pass card leader, with 24 offices and pass card saving centers all over town to serve you. The king of rock and roll is dead. Elvis Presley, the man who almost single-handedly turned rock into the most popular music expression of the young, died today in a Memphis, Tennessee hospital at the age of 42. Presley was taken to the emergency room of Baptist Hospital in serious condition this afternoon, suffering from what hospital officials said was respiratory distress. His shake, rattle, and roll showmanship with such million sellers as You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog, Heartbreak Hotel, Blue Suede Shoes, and Love Me Tender kept teenage girls sighing. Presley went from driving a truck to driving the girls crazy in the mid-1950s. They screamed, jumped, and hollered as Elvis gyrated about the stage in sequined, skin-tight outfits. Elvis Aaron Presley was born in a two-room house in Tupelo, Mississippi, on January 8, 1935. During his prime in the 1960s, he carried about 175 pounds on his six-foot frame, but in recent years was plagued by weight problems as well as fatigue. Elvis, by the way, didn't smoke, didn't drink, and didn't drive a car. Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll, died today at the age of 42.
CBS News. That sound characterized a decade, the rocking and rolling 50s. Today, the man whose name became synonymous with a new sound, Elvis Presley, died at the age of 42. I'm Stephanie Shelton, reporting on the CBS Radio Network, and we have a report on Presley's death from Dan Osborne of station WREC.
Elvis Presley, the Mississippi boy whose country rock guitar and gyrating hips turned the music industry inside out in the mid-1950s, died this afternoon in his adopted hometown, Memphis. The popular singer apparently collapsed at his home in South Memphis and was transported to Baptist Hospital by fire department ambulance. No cause of death has been announced, but a hospital spokesman earlier said Presley had suffered respiratory distress. A later report, confirmed through the local civil defense office, revealed that Presley was dead on arrival. Presley, known as the King of Rock, had many fans here in his hometown. Most of them at this point expressed shock and even disbelief. But there's no doubt the city has lost one of its all-time favorite sons. This is Dan Osborne for CBS News, Memphis.
Repeating, Elvis Presley is dead at the age of 42.
Our next point of law. Stay tuned now for the business news and then more canon on CCO Radio.
Elvis Presley's doctor says that a heart attack may have been the cause of death this afternoon. However, Dr. George Nicopolis said the exact cause of death could not be determined until a postmortem examination is complete. Elvis's grandmother, Vera Presley, lives in Louisville, Kentucky. When she was told of Elvis's death, she said, "It's terrible." She asked, "What was the cause of death?" They said, "They think it's a heart attack." She said, "I always said that would be it when Elvis died. The Presleys all have had such bad hearts." Recapping for you, Presley was found unconscious this afternoon at his home by his road manager, Joe Esposito, who placed a call to the hospital in Memphis. Esposito said that Presley was not breathing and did not have a heartbeat when he found him. They rushed him to the hospital, but now they say he was probably dead on arrival at the hospital. Presley was 42 years of age.
With today's business news, this is Dick Chapman.
This is Cannon here at CCO, 21 before 6. The temp is 72 Fahrenheit, low tonight 50, high tomorrow 73. Big news this afternoon is the death of Elvis Presley, age 42. I think it may have been a heart attack. Now, I would preface this next bit of news by saying this. Whenever an entertainer of Presley's stature, and especially a musician, dies, you've got to figure that sooner or later somebody is going to say, it might have, was it, could it have been, did he use drugs? Well, the Memphis police are saying this now, that they are investigating the possibility that it was an overdose of drugs. Now, I preface it by saying that that doesn't say that Presley was using drugs. That just says that the police are investigating the possibility. Whether or not they have any evidence of this or not, we don't know. I just wanted to make that clear, but that's the latest we got, and we got that out of CBS in New York. Now then, we're going to do a little commercial here. That's what we're going to do, and we're going to do it right now. Elvis Presley is dead, 42 years old. It's a shame, isn't it? It's a shame. whether he's 62 or 42, but 42 is young. When you're 20, you don't think so.
Oh, 42, man, he's an old man now.
Get into your 30s and you realize that 42 is not that old. Right on, right on. Presley's doctor says a heart attack may have been the cause of death this afternoon in Memphis. However, Dr. George Nicopolis said the exact cause of death could not be determined until a post-mortem examination is complete. A spokeswoman for the Memphis Police Department said the detectives were investigating the strong possibility that death was a result of an overdose of drugs. At this moment, hundreds of people have gathered at the hospital in Memphis, Baptist Hospital. Hundreds of people outside of Presley's Graceland mansion, and scores of police are on hand at both sites. The entertainer was found unconscious at his home by his road manager, Joe Esposito. He could not find a heartbeat, he said. Esposito began resuscitation efforts and called a fire department ambulance. Emergency medical technicians with the ambulance continued cardiopulmonary resuscitation efforts on the way to the hospital. Nicopolis halted resuscitation attempts at about 3:30, according to the hospital. Presley had been a frequent patient at the hospital over the past few years. He suffered from various incurable diseases that his physicians had blamed on his overexhaustion. He had eye trouble, a twisted colon, and on many occasions, he suffered from exhaustion. He was rarely seen in public recently. His weight was said to have ballooned. He was supposed to have left tonight on an 11-day tour to begin tomorrow in Portland, Maine. In 1955, when he burst upon a musical scene in this country, I was playing records. As I mentioned earlier to Dan Hertzgard, the first record I heard by him, you got the Hound Dog record, I just couldn't believe. I thought it would never sell. I just didn't figure that this type of music was going to make it on the popular scene. I thought it was all right for country western. Boy, was I wrong. Really wrong. And the thing that endeared Elvis to so many young people really was the fact that he didn't seem so professional, I think. And because he had an unfettered joy when he sang. He wobbled his hips, he swiveled his hips, he jumped around on the stage. And when he was asked in about 1957 how he felt about rock and roll music, this is what he said.
Rock and roll music, if you like it, if you feel it, you can't help but move to it. That's what happens to me. I can't help it. I mean, I have to move around. I can't stand still. I've tried it, and I can't do it.
Well, sir, I've been very lucky. And I happened to come along at a time in the music business where there was no trend. I was lucky. I mean, the people were looking for something different, and I was lucky. I came along just in time.
Elvis Presley and one of his great hits.
Love me tender, and I always...
Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley, love me tender. Presley, dead today, the age 42. Dan Hertzgar is with us. You know something, Elvis?
You know, anyone who's seen an Elvis concert knows how he will take time between songs and talk. And Elvis would invariably talk about a giant diamond ring that he wore on his hand. Did you ever see that, Steve, where he'd talk about the ring and he'd say how big it was and where he got it and everything, and then for kind of a kicker line, he says, I felt I owed you this explanation. After all, you paid for it.
Yeah.
You can do it, nothing to it.
7 minutes before 6 here at CCO, 22 Celsius, 72 Fahrenheit, and we are doing a little talking about the death of Elvis Presley here on CCO. Died this afternoon, if you just joined us, at age 42. Either of a heart attack. They're also investigating a possibility that death was a result of an overdose of drugs. In any case, Elvis was a tremendous influence on popular music in this country. And has been since 1955 and 56 when he first burst upon the popular music scene in this country. 1958, he was in the service. He did some... They were going to make him just an entertainer, but he decided that he wanted to do what the other fellows were going to do, so he went through basic training. And then they shipped him out to Germany. He fulfilled his tour of duty in Germany, met a girl over there that he later married, too. It was the daughter of an American officer. When Elvis was on the boat, ready to take off in the troop ship to Germany, his voice was captured on tape by a reporter in New York City, and we have that tape here. And they asked him how he felt about leaving the United States to go to Germany at this time. And his comments that he makes now, I mean at that time, about going to Germany with the Army, I think have some meaning to us now that he has died. Listen.
In spite of the fact that I am going away and that I'll be out of their eyes for some time, I hope that I'm not out of their minds. And I'll be looking forward to the time when I can come back and entertain again like I did.
Elvis Presley, on his way to Germany. Dead today at age 42.
It's time for Weather Ball Weather.
Heartbreak Hotel, Elvis Presley. That was his first big hit. We've confirmed that now. His very first big one, the million seller for Elvis. We'll have more news on the death of Elvis Presley coming up on our CCO News, which will be with us in about a minute.
CCO Radio News at 6. The news brought to you by Gopher State Oil Company, Minneapolis, distributors of the Kendall Motor Oil and Lubricants, Lubriplate Industrial Greases, and RPM Delo Lubricants, and Starting Aids. This is Dan Hertzgard. Singer-entertainer Elvis Presley died today in Memphis, Tennessee. Authorities say a fire department ambulance rushed Presley to the Baptist Hospital, where Elvis was declared dead on arrival. The Memphis police say they are investigating the strong possibility that Presley had overdosed on drugs. Possibility. WCCO Radio's Bill Deal, for many years an entertainment columnist and reporter for the St. Paul newspapers, recalls the first performances by Presley in the Twin Cities, a performance on Mother's Day in the mid-50s, on a day when tornado warnings and heavy rains affected attendance. Presley bombed in both cities. During his St. Paul performance, a minor accident on stage. Bill Deal remembers.
While he was performing in St. Paul, and doing those wrigglings and that hip-tossing, that torso-tossing, that tossing that seems so naughty, so very, very naughty, so wicked back in that era, and which today would seem so relatively tame. While he was going through those gyrations up on the stage at the St. Paul Auditorium, one of his guitar strings broke, and the string flew up, hit him on the face, and cut him, and we saw blood flying, and everybody was very concerned about his eye, and he was very calm, and he said, no, just a little scratch, and there's nothing, don't worry about it at all. And that's the way he always was, always a gentleman, and always very, very thoughtful of his audience, his public, and very considerate to the press as well.
Deal says that history will record Presley as the greatest American music phenomenon, but that perhaps the Beatles will surpass him in terms of impact on society. We'll have more news in just a minute.
9 o'clock, WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
CBS News. Congressional hearings begin today on the Panama Canal Treaty. This is Dallas Townsend reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Rock and roll fans in the United States and many other countries are mourning Elvis Presley, who died yesterday in Memphis at the age of 42. The casket will be open for public viewing at the singer's home for 2 hours this afternoon. Private funeral services have been scheduled for tomorrow, with burial at a cemetery about 2 miles from the home.
Every morning about 9:25, Charlie Osgood has a news feature from CBS, and he does it so well, and it's part of the Howard Viking program. We enjoy listening every morning, and some of you might have missed it. And this morning, of course, was about Elvis. Here's Charlie Osgood.
Newsbreak. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. They went so fast, these years. What happened to the time? In Memphis, they could not believe the news. Elvis was dead. The papers put out special editions.
Extra, extra, real good.
The telephone switchboards were jammed.
Central offices were overloaded and people could not get dial tone in some offices. They were trying to reach operators. They were trying to reach the radio stations or the television stations. the newspapers, just anybody that they thought might have the story and know what was going on.
So it was last night, the 16th of August, 1977. So much had happened since another night, December the 18th, 1954 it was, when Frank Page, the announcer of a radio show in Shreveport, Louisiana, brought on stage a young man who had just recently made a record.
He's only 19 years old. He has a new, distinctive style. Elvis Presley. Let's give him a nice hand. We've been singing his songs around here for weeks and weeks and weeks. Elvis, how are you this evening?
Just fine, how are you, sir?
You all geared up with your band?
I'm all geared up.
So let us hear your songs.
I like to say how happy we are to be down here. It's a real honor for us to be, get a chance to appear on the Louisiana Hayride. We're going to do a song for you. You got anything else to say?
No, I'm ready.
We're going to do a song for you. We've got on Sun Record. It goes something like this.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right with you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do, that's all right. It's all right.
There was to come gold records, 45 of them. 450 million copies sold. 31 movies. Stardom of an extraordinary kind for the kid from Memphis. It seemed he would always be 19, always brash and new. There would come the fancy cars and the gorgeous girls, and a mansion in Memphis called Graceland. He was the 50s. Then time passed. Came the Army, a famous haircut in 1958, 2 years in the service. And when he got out, the reporters were all over him. And yet Elvis seemed to know he was lucky.
Are you glad to be getting back to normal, or don't you think your life can ever be normal?
Sir, if my life ever gets normal, I'll have to start driving a truck again.
He married 10 years ago, had a daughter. The marriage lasted only 4 years. Time passed. Time did to Elvis what it does to so many, to everybody in the end. He wanted to be loved. His idea of doing that was to see somebody looking wistfully through a car showroom window and buy them a Cadillac, just like that. People did think he was wonderful, and many of them gathered last night outside the gates of Graceland just to be there.
He was just a wonderful person. Very good looking, kind. Just everything you'd want in somebody. Just as close to me as my husband is.
Why are you here tonight?
I really don't know. I just feel that I want to be here. I don't have any particular reason outside of the fact that I loved him and I want to be here where the atmosphere is, where he was.
There is a curious nostalgia now for the 1950s. Presley influenced popular music enormously, of course, but that seems not to be the central fact about him. It seems there was a humanity there that people could relate to and did over the years. We were all so much younger back when Elvis was. Only yesterday, it seems.
I don't know how you derived that style. How you came about with that rhythm and blues style. That's all it is. That's all you can say.
Well, sir, to be honest with you, we just stumbled upon it. I mean,
we stumbled upon it. Well, you're mighty lucky, you know.
Thank you.
They've been looking for something new in the folk music field for a long time. And I think you've got it.
We hope so.
The cause of death is a cardiac arrhythmia due to undetermined causes.
Newsbreak. Charles Osgood, CBS News.